following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained supervisors and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Yellow, yellow. 855 BC, y'all.
Know you're right.
A little ditty we're calling.
Number one.
Don't snitch, nerd.
You had the right.
I thought it was appropriate. It's kind of a redo. Got Brandon Cantu back on again. What? I know I've been plugging his shows. You guys have probably heard it. You'll hear us do it again today, which is why we call it Don't Snitch Nerd. You see, there is a cool show in Pittsburgh, and the room's been packed. But you got to be cool, guys. Sliding them DMs. All right. Today, we do have an unofficial sponsor. It's an oldie but a goodie. It's been around. It's Hams Beer, guys. Everybody who comes in here who drinks gets offered a Hams. Some people who don't drink get offered a Hams Beer, and they say no, I think. I don't know, honestly. How would you? That being said, Hams is the best dirt beer. I've said it in the past. You got your High Life. You got your...
And Forgive Him. And
ooh, that was a little Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. Good podcast, by the way. Check it out, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. If you're in the podcast world, that and Legion of Skanks, Your Mom's House, some staples, guys. I don't care if you listen to other pods. I'm glad you do. I listen all day. Hams Beer, guys. It's got two M's because it's good. Hams Beer goes good with yard work today. I'm not because I got the kiddo. I got the babe. Bae, we got a baby. Me and the baby have been working in the backyard. We're building a fire pit. I'm doing most of it. Supervision on her end, obviously. But we're doing some welding, some bricklaying. It's a whole ordeal, guys. What are you doing? It's fall with the weather. Thank God for global warming. Am I right? We fixed it, guys. Winter sucks. Not anymore. All right. Sorry. Without any further ado, let's get into today's episode. Don't Snitch Nerd with Brandon Cantu, Trevor Austin, and the most, second most, one of the top regulars, folks, Blake Scala.
Trying to get stuff set up.
I'm stoked about this fucking treadmill idea. Yeah. That's a great idea, Blake.
Oh, is this where the treadmill?
Idea. It used to be right there.
Could have missed that.
Now, I know, dude. The studio is spacious now without the treadmill, dude. We should introduce, I guess. Oh, you guys both have matching Red Bulls. I like this.
Trev bought it. I would never buy this.
You got like 5, you're 60. Covered.
I'm good.
Don't be afraid to ask for stuff during the. It's.
I wasn't going to get you a smaller one though, and I knew I needed the big gun.
Appreciate it.
Cheers. Thanks.
Is sugar free the way to go for you?
Yeah.
You got to start serving hams up to Evolver, dude. It's one of the best dirt beers ever.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's
hams
nice
is
to have
a special
dirt
beer.
And a fancy.
I got turned on to hams because when I was a wee lad, I had a buddy whose grandpa evidently used to be an alcoholic. He's probably dead now, but all of his beer stuff was like under blankets in their like attic, and he had all kinds of sweet ass hams stuff, dude. Fell in love with the bear. You guys know the Hams Bear?
Mm-hmm.
They got a lovable bear.
Are you saying bear, not beer? Okay.
Beer and bear.
Where's the beer from?
Well, now I believe Miller Coors is everything. You know what I mean? But they, pretty stellar stuff.
I like it.
All right, unofficial sponsor.
Unofficial
episode.
Yeah. Send us some free cases, and we'll share it with our friends.
Trevor, did I see an image of you doing a taco joint? Isn't there a taco joint? Like Condado's. Did you do a show at Condado's?
No, you saw the paint in the background. That's an ice cream job.
Oh,
right,
really?
Right up the street from there, yeah.
Okay, because I was like, that's got to be Condado's because their walls are all fucking...
Yeah, they're all graffiti cats down there to try to act like they're
so
unique.
This is an ice cream jaunt?
Yeah.
Do they serve booze?
No. It was a Don't Tell I did a couple weeks ago.
Oh, it's BYOB for Don't Tells, though. I think
most of the time. Yeah,
I did one of those and I lost the footage. It fucking kicked my own dick for that one. Mm-hmm. It's one of my better 5-minute like professional filmings that had no breaks or whatever.
What are you gonna do? Have to put in another 5 years getting another good tape.
I'm waiting on 4 tapes right now.
From
to be cut
who,
down, yeah.
From people who have them,
they're all like 20-minute sets. So I don't
yours
think I like any
ready.
Of them straight through.
Oh, yeah, yours is one of them. Yeah. But it's Louis who's doing the
editing. It is Louis.
You should definitely transfer the raw thing so you can cut any five you want without breaks.
Yeah, because Louis's going to send it back and forth. Yep. So, yeah, you get the both things.
You got a, what do they call that thing?
I'm just focused on getting 30-second clips out. You know,
like that
out.
Little thing with the memory? What do you call that? Like a hard drive, but not a hard drive?
Soft drive. You just got
to
get the...
Speaking of soft drives, guys, you guys been down to Casey's lately?
That's a soft drive?
It was the other night, dude. Yeah, me and Cantu were down there, dude. We saw, dude, what was her name?
It. You missed it, dude.
Envy Sin?
Envy Sin.
Ooh, Pittsburgh's hottest, what was it?
Drag queen.
Trevor's got this look like, don't get me going, dude.
Yeah, dude, I told him on the way here, I was like, can we not talk about gender confusion? Because, like, I get it. It's awesome. There's not even anything remotely uncomfortable about it.
I was not upset about the what the content was. The quality was low.
All this
woman or
I've
whatever.
I've never seen a good one, dude.
Whatever they were.
No, effort was low. It was like just the act was walking around taking money out of our hands.
They lip-synced.
It's just Mark Holton wearing chaps.
I couldn't even tell the lip syncing was
happening. I was in better shape than they were. I'm serious.
Yeah, but see, now you're fat shaming. And
that's not what I did. That's not what I did. What shape do you think I am?
I think... No. Okay. I've never seen one that's like doing it to the point where I'm like... Hard. I want a stripper. A real female stripper.
That's true. If they're gonna...
I want stand-up comics, dude. I want comics.
Yeah.
I want to know, it's a break in the show. No, we're doing it. So they come in and they get raucous applause.
And money.
And I know what's
money,
going on.
Dude, money.
Dude, this is where we need to hook a lie detector test.
She didn't do anything once you took the money.
I want to hook a lie detector
test. She
would take
the money and just be like, and turn around and walk away. And you're like, you don't even do like a dance move. Like you're supposed to be lip syncing it into like fucking Shakira or whatever the fuck you chose. And you don't do nothing for the money.
Just take the money. It's less insulting.
Oh.
It's like when a three-year-old tries to sell you a picture they made.
A busker does something. You know what I mean?
You know? Yeah, play the guitar with your feet or something.
Yeah, it's... Hey, they put makeup on.
Yeah, there you go.
I will say this. There were people having a good time. I was...
No, they weren't, dude. They were faking it. That's what I'm talking about, is they're faking it.
No, dude.
If you hooked everybody up to a lie detector test, they feel obligated. Like, I've seen a handful of these fellas, dude, and they'll get in there, and they'll just, like, bend over, and, like, the most sexualized move always gets, like, a... One of those from
you
the
gotta watch
like,
it
what
like
are we
a circus
here?
And get on board with the rest of the people who know that it is a circus, dude. Like I was like, they said, "Are you guys ready for Envy Sin?" And I looked at them and go, "I guess." And then I watch it
like a time traveler who's about to storm the beaches of Normandy, but he flashes ahead, looks at this, and says, "Never mind."
See, I got harassed. I got harassed because I, you know, treated it like any other performance and went out on the sidewalk because I didn't want to watch
it. Do.
Like all the comics,
every comic outside. Right.
And they come outside like, hey, come back in. I'm like,
she wanted us, or they wanted us to go back in. And they're like, you can't be outside. Come on in. And Blake's like, I'm legitimately leaving. And then
they went back in. I go, and then later I get a text. Hey, is this Blake? I'm the drag queen from the Casey show. Comic name told me you had a fat hog I could sit on.
Oh my god, that's
getting harassed,
dude. That's funny, though.
It is funny.
See? No, that's fun. You have something worth it. You have something fun now, though. That's fun.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, dude.
All right. It's all a good thing.
I think you could take them.
Mm.
How many of them?
All right, if we're being totally honest, it seems like a desperate ploy to get, and it should be all about the comedy. I don't even like the music, like when they're like, oh, let's put on whatever, the dude afterwards, like...
Yeah, we need real comedy, like guys on treadmills.
But yeah, I do feel like a comedy show. There's ways to incorporate music. Like Kill Tony does a good job.
Yeah,
band. It's like, but anytime you put in that break, it fucks everything up. It makes it weird. But
it was weird that she got to go up three times. Also, it's like a talent night, and everybody gets to go up once.
I just think we should be able to laugh
three times.
What I don't like is comedy show. Why are you not allowed to not like it? That's the problem I have.
Yeah,
like it's like a problem if you're like, oh, this doesn't interest me.
I did have a good time, but it wasn't for the reason they wanted me to.
You know, like I don't like it, and I'm not allowed to. That bothers me. It's not like because of some bigoted preconceived notion. Yeah. Like, you know what else I don't like? Half the comics sets. You know, like I'm allowed to not be entertained. You know,
are you not entertained?
No, dude. I don't like it, dude.
Can you imagine if all the open mic comics demanded $1 be put in their bra or whatever?
You know what we need, dude? And I've been saying this, a fucking donkey show.
Oh,
boy. You want to get me to come in off the sidewalk, dude? Yeah. Put a fella up there in a G-string and have
a trans donkey.
Blow a donkey. Now you got me.
You know a guy?
I know a donkey. I know a donkey will dump a load, dude.
I know a mule. Is that good enough?
Donkeys are cool as shit. You ever meet one?
No, dude.
I feel like
You do know a donkey,
once.
Huh?
Yeah, I know a donkey.
Yeah, you know a couple horses and a donkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a donkey that lived at the rehab I was at for like 4 months.
What? Did it have a name?
Was Bobo.
It
getting rehab?
Bobo
the donkey, dude. He thought he was a horse. It was so funny because he lived with all horses.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they'd like take him out and run him, he would be running like 40 yards behind, sprinting his little heart out, dude. Bobo was the shit. He's the only horse I wanted to go talk to.
Officer, dude.
Yeah, they said that they're vicious protectors.
They kick the shit out of stuff.
That's why they keep one with the horses, because if something comes in the night and tries to fuck with them, the donkey will fuck it up, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, dude. He's like their bouncer. That's pretty sweet, dude. What was his name? Bobo the Bouncer, man.
Bobo the Bouncer donkey.
Little stocky.
Donkey's smart as hell.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mules are like a liger.
So wait,
you know
what
that?
The fuck is a donkey? Is
it's a retarded horse.
It from a horse, or they can it's mate separate, and make mules, right? Or...
Yeah, you make a donkey fuck a horse fuck a donkey, you get a mule, but a mule can't make anything else.
Okay.
And same with a liger, right. And they make these super animals.
Wait, so if the donkey fucks the horse, that's not a mule? Is that something else?
I don't know if they can do that. They probably can. There's probably a name for all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Dude,
the ball's more batter dip.
Yeah, the Kentucky Dookie, yeah. These horses we used to have out by, I don't know, this guy had land next to us and had horses. And I would go run with them like at dusk, and it would scare the shit out of me, dude. But it was fun. Like, as a little kid, you're like, I'm going to go up there and try to touch a horse and run away. And then, like, that's pretty scary shit, dude. Never touch a horse.
Die. They're huge.
Tame horses, but they still didn't like me, like, walking up to them. I'd say.
Right.
When's the last time you vandalized something?
Okay, so what do you count... vandalizing, because I have a tag, and I would consider the things that are better off when I'm done.
Okay.
It's a work of art. Okay. You just
Banksy
it.
Over here.
Yeah, dude. It's a standard, like,
I'm trying
like
to think,
because
I remember it would have probably been like senior year egging my Spanish teacher's house. That was pretty sick.
We did stuff like that. We didn't egg very much. We toilet papered a bunch. That was like a big high school thing. And then one year the cops were like, we're just not going to do anything about it. So we would just torment them directly. And then we did use eggs, I believe, on the cops, because we were like, we need them to chase us for this to be fun.
It's like a 90s movie.
Yeah, you're like, this can't. Toilet papering?
Does setting a place on fire count as vandalism?
No,
also?
That's arson.
That's arson. Yeah. I feel like if they
vandalism.
Catch you, they're getting you with multiple charges.
That's vandalism.
They'll hit
too.
You with vandalism,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. You hit it with the.
You wrote your name in the ashes.
Yeah, something like that in the parking lot. I had a trip to New York since our last fucking trips or podcast, Brosifs.
I've never been.
I had never been until this time.
Did you
it's
do any,
fine.
Throw up any tags?
I should have, but I did not. No, I didn't bring my stencils.
Oh,
it's
I see.
A stencil.
You're a stencil guy.
Yeah.
How do you do it? Like spray paint?
Yeah, it's a Mogwai. You know what a Mogwai is? Mm-hmm. And he's drinking brown liquor, and it's because they can't come out in the daylight, right? So it's a good thing. And they're drinking liquor because they can't have water, right? You know what I mean? So he's a party animal. I figure all Mogwais are condemned to being party animals.
They're so fucking cute.
So that's my tag, is the Mogwai drinking brown liquor.
All
right. Anyway. Nice. Yeah, I was saying, I went to New York, and it was cool, but it was just a big, big city. That's all. But the one thing I have to say is, obviously, there's more foot traffic everywhere. You know what I mean? So, like, if you're going to put together a comedy show, you're going to be able to maybe drag some people in off the street, which is nice, you know? That was a big difference, honestly. Other than that,
A lot of comedy clubs.
Yes, there are avenues to be taken, and I think we should definitely go there in the next year. I think I've said it to you, Blake, maybe you, maybe, I know I've talked to you about that, and Austin.
Yeah.
Austin's popping off.
Austin's where everybody's going, dude.
Yeah, let's just move to Austin. Yeah. With
McCusker.
I feel like you're going to get a flood of not good comedy going down there, sure.
It's going to be hard.
I've heard people say that. Yeah.
You're going to be a
That's anywhere
huge
hot,
punk.
Though, right?
Yeah,
for
I
every
guess.
One good, you're going to have 100... shit pass.
Yeah, I mean, I've had people say they go to mics in those big places and expected it to be like a big level up, and they were just like, they were worse than us, you know?
Yeah.
We actually have a decent level of talent in
our
city.
I agree. Sure. And our open mics are better than the open mics when I went there. The ones I went there were all comedians sitting, and they would have separate showrooms, which is fine, but as you know, if it's just all comedians, you don't drag any of the bar flies in with a separate showroom.
Yeah.
So... Well, ours are kind of better, honestly.
Yeah, so you're paying $12 to go up for 5 minutes for comics who are all looking at their notebooks.
If you pay for those ones, I think those would be a little bit better. I don't know, actually. I don't know.
I did like 3-4 mics up there. They were all horrible. I probably got 2 regular audience members.
I went to this one where it was a bringer show. It was at Gotham Comedy Club. You guys heard of this place? Yeah. Right. And so it was like basically a bringer show. And I thought I was going to a different show that it wasn't that night, blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, you should definitely stick around for this. You'd be some great talent tonight. And I was like, whatever. And I paid the $15, no big deal, to get into Gotham. And I get sat with these 2 drunk chicks, which were pretty fun. They were just having a good time and they were laughing. And mediocre comedy, a lot of it was, you know? And I was like, we got a lot better than this in Pittsburgh. And then they're like, you never know who will drop in. This next guy, you might have heard of him. I can't think of his name right now. The redhead guy. Jesus
Carrot
Christ.
Top.
Gaffigan.
No, Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan. Yeah, they're like, Jim
he's
Gaffigan.
Got red hair. His hair's like white.
Gaffigan? Yeah, Jim Gaffigan.
Old guy now?
Yeah.
Old man Gaffigan?
Yeah. Old man Gaffigan. You guys don't think that's awesome? I thought that was
Yeah, it's pretty cool, dude.
It was great, dude. Gaffigan came in.
That's
fucking
cool that he does.
He did like 20 minutes because I'm sure he's working on a new hour and he needs to run it. And it was really funny stuff.
I'll fight that dude.
I've seen that guy twice now. I've seen him do his hour, full hour, one time paid, and then that time. And I got to say, he's not my type of comedy because I'm more of a dark humor guy, but he is so fucking good, dude.
Yeah. He's
so fucking good.
Well,
an arena comic. Yeah. Imagine he's got something going.
Yeah.
He does sell out arenas.
Something right, dude.
He was in the age of the Tight Five.
I went to a show at the Underground. What's that called? The something Underground? Village Underground. That one was mediocre. We had better talent than that here in Pittsburgh. I was like, you guys could all do fine there, you know. And then I went to the Cellar, was awesome, and they had a good host, a couple other guys. Ari Shaffir came up, and then they closed out with Dave Attell, dude.
That's pretty sick.
It was sick as
you
fun.
Saw Ari and Dave Attell
in New York City
in
the Cellar. It was amazing. And I got in to both those shows by putting myself on the standby list. When other people didn't show up, they fucking wedged my ass in.
I will say the 2 shows I've been on in bigger cities were like, I was like, oh, this is really talented. Like, it made me like, oh, shit, I feel like I have to step up what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anytime I'm in a mic's out of town, I'm just like, this is same shit everywhere you go.
There were a handful of guys on that night that Gaffigan showed up, and like I said, that was a bringer show, that were really good, you know, or in a gal, you know. But a lot of them were shit. One of them, I think, got drug off stage, essentially. They started playing music and told her to get off because she was cussing a bunch, and they might be like a clean club. I don't know. Do you think? Gaffigan's clean, obviously. So
yeah, Gaffigan is clean.
Yeah, you get all the rich kids going to New York. You know, all the
it's true
trust
to
fund
live
kids
there.
Who just want to try comedy. Yeah,
to live there is absurd. It's true.
Absurd, dude.
Yeah, fuck that.
But you can, if you could commute. I mean, you can live an hour and a half away from Manhattan.
Just like 3 miles.
Yeah, right. The traffic patterns are absurd.
I was surprised, dude. I was very surprised. I was like about an hour away from New York, and there was just pine trees flying by me on the highway, dude.
I want to build a club,
yeah,
like a tree house.
Okay,
just go somewhere where nobody, no laws.
I already have this idea, but
just here, build it. Throw
we're doing it here in Pittsburgh on the pillar. You know the pillar down there by the soccer stadium.
Sort of, yeah.
There's a stadium.
Yeah, the river.
There's
house,
a pillar.
Baby.
The river house, baby. No, there's 2 bridge pillars that this guy owns. He bought them each for like 100 and something grand, and they're just giant stone pillars that you could easily put a restaurant or a lounge on top of, and you would have like the perfect view of the city skyline, and you'd have your treehouse, dude.
Like used to hold a
treehouse club. Yeah, yeah, but you could afford it.
I'm talking about stealing land, dude. I'm talking about just putting our flag in the ground, saying this is ours.
We're gonna check squatters' rights, dude. We might be able to get hands on some of these buildings,
100%, dude. As long as you got a tent there and a couple of homeless fellas, they can't touch you.
I can arrange for that. Blake, 100%. You still know a couple guys, right?
I got a tent.
Not here. They're in Oregon.
We can ship them in.
You can meet a homeless guy, dude. I don't think we need to outsource. I think we can.
But we want cool ones that aren't going to wreck the place, dude.
No, I want the most reckless ones, dude.
You just got to figure it out.
You can always tell what the good deals are by looking at the homeless garbage, because they know it's cheap, dude. You know, they're like, oh, it must be fucking sale on High Life right now. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, or they just stole everything.
I don't think sales affect them.
Yeah.
That's true. I never considered the stealing angle, dude. I used to steal when I was a kid.
Plastic jug vodka must be big.
I'm going to invest in Bankers Club, dude.
So I think we should build a comedy club here. You're kind of my end game.
You're kind of already starting a room, anyway.
That's what I... Yeah, that's the
Don't
the
be afraid
beginning.
To use the mic.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
I can turn it up, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a vacuum. That's you know, there's clearly a gap between your bars who have open mics and the improv.
I was
right?
good.
There's a big empty space there, and somebody's going to end up filling it.
Yeah.
It might as well be good.
That's the thing. I don't know if anybody is going to fill it. Just step up and fill it.
That's right. Well, yeah, I don't want to wait for
it's been
to do
it's
it.
Been taken forever.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to do the Hambones thing, but it's taken a long time.
That's
it's
not going to be what it was, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge project too, dude.
Yeah, they're and like it's going to be up on the second floor, and you know, I'm talking. We need to build our own place, a place for the boys, dude. Yeah.
It needs to be. It just needs to be perfect.
A men's lodge.
Lots of strippers.
All right, we'll need investors. I'm looking at you, Trevor.
Yeah, I've looked into it at a couple places. I've toured a couple venues.
I could invest. Anyway.
Well, that's what why are we talking about this? No one who's listening is going to be interested, but we'll table it. I got some good ideas,
we'll
dude.
We'll get a GoFundMe. Yeah. You guys start paying us.
Right. What do we want to talk about, dude? AI. That's everybody's right. talking about AI. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Just something. Because, like, you know, people listen and they're like, oh, comedy. Like, you know, he gives a shit.
They do love comedy.
I barely
that's
give a shit.
They listen. Yeah.
They're listening for comedy?
Yeah, dude. This is a comedy people.
Well, what they're going to get is pocket
This is
pussies.
A philosophy podcast.
It is.
Dude. This is a philosophy.
It is. I got asked to
we
go
can
on a
tease them a little bit by
week.
Just, you know, saying that there is a secret comedy club that exists out
in
there.
In Lawrenceville.
If you've got the balls for it, dude. You heard
it's
of Don't Tell? This is Don't
it's
Snitch.
In the strip district.
Yeah.
Strip
it's
district.
In the strip, yeah. But don't tell nobody.
No, there is a Don't Tell. It's this is Don't Snitch.
This is actually
Don't.
Yeah,
this is Don't Snitch.
Don't Snitch, nerd. That's what we should call it.
That's pretty good.
That's true, dude. I like that. That hits... You know, don't snitch, nerd. Three.
Well, that kind of lets the audience know that snitching is an option. They might think it's all above board.
DSN.
That's fair. I just kind of want to keep it cool for now. And we'll build it in the
I'll tell you what we need is armed guards, dude.
Yeah.
Armed guards standing on a sidewalk.
That'll demand attention.
I want it to feel like we're in a golden triangle.
I think we need to do a press stunt, you know? What do they call that?
A press stunt.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
You had it.
So what can we do, dude? We got to start a comedy club, and then we got to get people to protest the comedy club.
Oh, that's not hard at all, dude.
So let's do that.
We go to the radio station, and we take everyone hostage. And then we throw
Airheads? Is this the plot to Airheads?
We get some water guns and we fill it with what was it, hot sauce?
That was anyway. Sandler, Brendan Fraser, dude, all the goats.
You good? You need anything?
I think I'll probably take another one.
What do you want, hams or
I
want to
get back
beer?
To homophobia.
You want a hams or a fancy?
I've been thinking about this all day. Yeah. Hams
honestly,
is good.
We try, it's better Trev. Than comedy, dude.
We try. Yeah,
it's better than comedy.
All right. So look, I was thinking about the word homophobic.
Yeah.
All right. But I was thinking about it because, you know, I got this hydrophobic spray that you put on your shoes, right? So, like, it doesn't get wet.
Hydrophobic.
This nanoparticle stuff, it's not scared of the water.
It repels it.
It's just like, yeah, it's like, it doesn't like it. It wants to get away.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
It just
so you're a homo separatist.
Yeah. Just like, it's just weird and gross.
You get it.
And it makes me feel like you're saying, they kind of force it upon us. And it's like if we went to the gay club and just started taking strippers and be like, hey, everybody, look at this pussy. Ooh, and they'd be like, ew, get away from me. Like, they're not hateful bitches.
Here's what I don't like is it's the only fear you can get yelled at for having.
You can be afraid of spiders.
I'm afraid of flying. Things. Nobody gives me an ounce of trouble.
No,
dude.
There's other ones, but they're all based on personal identity. That's for sure. All the fears you can have that are illegal.
They need to rename that, dude. They need to rename it like something better than homophobic, because phobia implies that you can't help it, dude. I think I'm claustrophobic, dude. I fucking hate clusters.
Naturally grossed out. Is it that
you catch me in a room with a cluster?
Dude.
No.
Dude. My grandfather
had a water
fought
cluster.
Proudly, served this country in the United States Navy, not so he could be around a bunch of clusters.
That's right, dude.
That sounds bad.
They call
it a bunch of clusters.
No, I think it's fine. I like all the...
I get you were doing a bit.
Are we
he
supposed
was doing
to
a bit.
Slide into your DMs if we want to come to your shows, or how do we come to your shows if it's,
so,
really, if
all
it's
right.
not promotable?
So it's not promotable in the traditional senses. We're not like posting this shit on Facebook and all that, but it's going to be spreadable word of mouth, right?
Mm.
You know, it's direct contact.
It's
you
like,
tell your friends.
It's like herpes simplex B.
100%.
Spreadable by mouth.
Like you kind of got to fuck. 100%. If it's not somebody you fuck with, don't fucking tell them. But if it is, then everybody that comes,
we want
is just
cool
gonna,
people. Yeah. We don't need no narcs.
Dude, everybody that came last time was cool as fuck.
It was a really fun show, dude.
We're not afraid to break out into a chant of fed, fed, mm-hmm. fed, fed.
Yeah,
all right.
100%.
Yeah.
You hear that, Ray? Anyway,
it's fun, dude.
Yeah,
we're having fun. Dude, I dread the next election because I don't know why I'm so afraid of Trump getting reelected.
Yeah.
Because, like, when Trump's not in, you can make jokes and people, the whining, crying pussies are okay with it because they've got their way.
Like,
so now they're done stomping and pouting. But when he's in, every joke is like, don't you know there's a genocide?
Right.
There's a genocide. Everything's a genocide. Everything, it's like, fucking calm the fuck down, dude. He's not going to win, though. They'll just cheat.
Dude, they think he's going to never leave office because they built this whole thing around, you know, he won't concede.
Didn't he leave office? Right now,
he totally left already.
He's pretty old, like, dude. So what if he doesn't leave? How long has he gone?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and how fucking bad was it? You were fine, dude.
Dude, no war.
That's what I keep saying. I really wish he was in office because then everyone would be bitching about these wars. Mm-hmm. But because he's not, like, he changed the landscape so much to where it's just like only him bad, anything else good.
Yeah.
And like, there's literally a guy in there who's shit in his pants.
These wars are getting out of control, dude. We got them all the time.
Let's get to the bottom of it, dude.
Yeah,
let's solve this.
Yeah, dude. How hard can it be, yeah. dude?
It can't be.
I got
that
a couple
hard.
Of hot takes.
I got red hot takes, dude. Flaming.
What's your favorite war?
Takes.
Favorite war
going on right now? Obviously.
Current war.
Right now. Who are we watching? Who are we watching? And who are you betting on?
Well, I'm really interested to see if Israel just rolls right over people. Isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? Aren't they supposed to be just rolling right over
people? I'm more focused on the stuff going on in sub-Saharan Africa, dude. I like a good tribe war.
Okay.
You know?
Lots of clicking.
Sticks and stones, dude. Get down to the nitty-gritty of it,
dude. You're getting the most footage out of Russia-Ukraine, though. They got the GoPros.
They got the best green screens, too.
Yeah, the best green screens.
They got the green screens, dude.
The memes they make of that stuff, you can't trust at all, though, because they're always like, here, see, this is photo doctored. Like, well, you could have been the one who doctored it.
Yeah, I saw one, Zelensky giving a speech, and then they cut to footage of an audience, like, and he's in the audience. They're just clipping this shit together.
The audio's the same. It must be, right? No, dude.
Zelensky's got to be so pissed, dude. He's got to be so pissed.
Oh, yeah, dude.
What do you think? Why?
Because America was like, look, you're our mistress, but my wife found out about us, and now we got to give all the money back to her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, mommy came in, dude. Israel's in charge.
He's over there begging.
Like,
come on, give me one more $100 billion.
Yeah, right? Please. It's insane, dude. Well, that's the bit I was trying to do is like, are we sure that Israel isn't on cocaine? Because, right. Like, what did you do with the last $10
billion? Don't they have, like, a booming economy?
Yeah, they're killing it, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but see, then I remember, I don't fucking know.
don't either.
All I know is I'm getting blasted in the ass. I just got charged 10 cents to have a bag to carry out my goods at the Rite Aid.
Fuck all of it.
They said, do you want a bag for this? I said, sure. I got five items. I'll take a bag. They said, it'll be 10 cents. I looked this lady in the dead in the eyes, dude. I was ready to come across that counter, dude. All I had fury in my eyes. I was like, excuse me, 10 cents? I got the 10 cents. On a matter of principle, I stood my ground, dude.
He did. He said, dude, all it's this like a city ordinance.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have bags in the city of Pittsburgh.
They force you to pay for this.
I think I said audibly, are you shitting me? Yeah.
These are like the propaganda laws, though. Like, this is what they'll run on. They'll say, we're the Green Advocate Party. We took out plastic bags.
Right.
Blow it out your green
asshole.
That's
what it's for. That's what it's all for.
Kill the trees. It's fucked up.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah. But see, this is where they don't understand. Now I'm pent up with rage. Like,
yeah, what are you supposed to put over your head?
I'm gonna go chop a tree down as a way to calm my nerves.
Easy.
So there you go. It's like pissing on a forest fire.
Mm-hmm. What I like to do is I'll go thrifting, and you can go like through the toy aisle and you pick up all these like nostalgic toys, and you take them outside and you light them on fire. Feel so much better.
Yeah, dude. You know? Throw them in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Just a bag full of micro machines.
Dump them right into the
mon, dude. Stick this stuck on a dolphin's face, you know.
I was thinking that a big turn we took as like humanity was when we decided to manufacture demand for things. Because at a certain point right now, like for instance, we just had a baby, right? Mm-hmm. There's so much baby stuff out there because people buy brand new baby shit and their kid uses it for a month, you know, and the kid's too big. It's fucking baby shit, you know? There's so much of it out there. We don't need new baby shit anymore, you know? But we manufacture demand. So we convince people that they need to make stuff to circulate money to keep filtering up to the fucking top level of people, you know? But if we could just be like, hey, dude, everybody just chill out, work less. There's plenty of stuff, you know? We don't need to make as much stuff.
Sounds pretty commie to me, dude.
Yeah, it's a commie idea.
You get back in the factory and you make them goddamn toys. Right. That kid needs a ring to bite.
And get a commie to make the toys.
You don't want your little precious new baby sucking on the same toys as some.
That's true, but
foreigner.
All right. You know what we should have, dude? Dog fights.
Yeah.
Get back into that.
You just got a dog. Train
I think
that
I could beat the dog's ass.
Yeah, he's been looking for leagues.
How do you get him started? That's what I want to know.
I just beat the shit out of him.
That's
dude.
It. You scare him as a puppy.
You just get him fighting another dog their size. Dude. Leave him.
I think
little,
you got to start him out with like chickens and move him up to cats.
Get him hungry.
Know?
Put him penned up together. Someone's fighting. Walking.
No, they
out.
Wear the headgear when they train.
Yeah. Oh,
put him on the treadmill.
On the treadmill, yeah.
Steroids, dude. There's no USADA. USADA doesn't have a leg up on the dog.
And that's where Michael Vick really like shined. That's not a part of the story they talk about.
He's also fantastic out of the pocket until you force him to his weak side.
Yeah. And his scrambles, that's really...
He's a beast.
He was
known
for that.
Yeah,
I'm a big
Vick forgivable. You can hold the old pink skin. You know what I mean?
100% as it should be, dude. I've been talking about this for three straight podcasts. It's a meritocracy, dude. You get what I'm saying, dude? Michael Jackson is what it always comes back to.
That's fair.
Yeah, dude.
It's Michael.
How many number one hits do you have? Probably more than kids touched.
Dude, you know how many people believe they can fly thanks to R. Kelly?
I fucking love R. Kelly, you know? Dude.
Not only that, but
Kells?
Remix to Ignition.
Remix to Ignition is the greatest song in American history.
It changed the world when it came out. People were like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Give me that toot toot.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
So is there a not remixed one?
That's a good question. Is there Ignition?
No, I mean, this is R. Kelly, dude. He can't read. Have you ever seen him try to read? It's fantastic. He just said, throw the word remix in parentheses. And it's like people are smart in different ways, you know, because that hit.
Yeah, dude. This guy's pissing on chicks smart, dude.
You got to be pretty smart to be pulling teenagers out of their homes and pee. That's hard to do.
Yeah,
teenagers are smarter than they look.
Yeah,
they
dude.
Anyone could get away with that.
They have a really good fight or flight.
Dude, try doing a 10th grader's math homework, dude. Ugh. They're sharp as a tack, dude. That's probably the hardest time to piss on somebody.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm 35. You try to piss on me, you could just tell me it's raining.
They're getting on town on a moped, you know? They got fucking senses. They can pop and weave, you know?
What?
A 14-year-old? Come on.
You can ride a moped at 14?
They're scooters.
Yeah, you can ride a moped at 15 or whatever they are.
I don't think that's true.
I think it is true, dude.
I think you were doing that. I don't think.
Dude, mopeds for sure you could. I bet you had to be
50cc.
13. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. 50cc or less, you'd be like 13, I think.
What are some senseless laws? I'm going to fucking pull that up, Jamie.
Senseless laws? There's one where unmarried women cannot go fishing.
Incest?
I said senseless.
That's a senseless law.
Unattended.
Can't fuck your family? Who decided? Who decided?
That's one of those handshake deals, dude. Yeah, you know.
I'm not saying I support it. I'm just saying it's a weird thing to make illegal.
No, because I think
it's,
I don't want to say
eugenics,
it.
I think it's due to all the
Yeah, I was going to say eugenics. The word retard, and it's I didn't want to say it, but Cantu said it. Yeah.
You're right.
That's why Cantu's here, dude.
Yeah.
They're trying to get rid of him. That's unfair.
Cantu and I harmonize the word retard. But yeah, you can't fuck your family because it ends up on the taxpayer's back.
What else would we do that? Would we do that with like how bad of a disease is it? We have to consider it. Like,
okay, have
do
you
that?
Seen the Whitakers?
It's like the only sex act where both people can consent and it's still a crime.
Have you seen the Whitakers? Have you guys seen these?
Forrest and the boys?
Not Forrest. Even though he's got that lazy eye, he's not quite as bad as these guys.
No, I don't know what you're talking about at all.
So the Whitakers, okay, there's a photographer who started a YouTube channel where he photographs these people and then he just started recording them and interviewing them, and this became huge. It's called Soft White Underbelly.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Oh, I know that fella.
Now, he goes, he set up a studio in, what's that place called in L.A.? Skid Row?
Yeah.
He's gone to Kensington. He goes to the worst places. He talks to hookers and pimps and drug dealers and mules
and, it's fun.
And addicts. It's not fun.
Oh.
But he also, but it's beautiful in a way, right? Like, it's very humanizing. It lets you, like, whatever. But so the Whitakers are a family that live in West Virginia, not too far from us. Kind of in
like the Wild Wonderful Whites.
I love that.
Kind of. Yeah, except they're all products of inbreeding.
Wow.
So they're all sorts of different levels of
special.
Delayed. They are very special. The one dude can't speak, but he kind of barks.
Oh, I've seen these fellas. Yeah.
I've seen
that
fella.
And they take him to Walmart.
Yeah.
Dude, I've like, seen the barking guy.
All right, I'm sold. Incest is cool.
You got to lead with
I would
barking
love
guy.
A good barking guy.
You guys heard of this barking guy? We all have been like, the Whitakers, you know? Yeah.
Okay, I got a hot one. In Juneau, Alaska, this is very specific. In Juneau, Alaska, residents may not bring their pet flamingos into barbershops.
That seems reasonable.
Talk about jamming up the court system, dude.
Yeah, they passed that to fuck over one guy.
One dude.
Dude, I bet it had to be done, though.
He brings that thing everywhere.
I can't get any goddamn work done. Flamingos getting in the way of the Clippers. There's some good ones on here.
Somebody's hair got fucked up and inspired that.
What else we got?
In Colorado, it's illegal to modify the weather without a permit.
Illegal to
what do they
what?
Know that we don't know?
Some hippie shit.
It's illegal to what?
Modify the weather without a permit.
Dude, they've
without
been
a
doing,
permit.
They've
how
been
do
doing
you get a permit?
Weather modification.
That's great.
I know, dude. I know.
Corey sends me these weather modifications.
That's why they send the hurricanes
like videos
the
that are pretty convincing. Ooh. If they're real.
See, these say senseless laws, but some of these seem like decent laws, dude.
I think like China did that for like Olympics or
exactly,
something like
dude.
That. Yeah, they modified the weather.
They were like, we don't have weather. We don't control the weather. Like, how did China guarantee good weather for the Summer Olympics? And then they did, and then they had great weather, dude.
Let's go, dude. In Florida,
they do it.
It's $1,000 fine if you host a dwarf tossing event.
The dwarves
that
have rights.
So
dude.
Worth
dude, you're
going to
make so much more than a grand. A thousand.
Oh, it's true, dude.
You're going to clear way more than that.
Take the ticket. That's true, dude. Get a sand pit, dude. It'd be like horseshoes.
I feel like that's more of an invitation. You know what I mean? It's like, let's put this on the books.
How sweet would it be to set up a fireman's pole and you throw them at that? They have to grab hold of it. The highest one, it's like Mario, dude. You don't like the Mario idea? I like the.
I'm just reading laws.
Come on, dude. All right. Fine.
In Idaho, these aren't senseless laws at all. It shouldn't need to be said, but cannibalism is a bad idea. In Idaho, it's even punishable by up to 14 years in prison.
Up to.
Well, duh.
Up to. First offense, slap on arrest. ROR.
14.
You gotta admit,
you'll be out by 35, all right?
Yeah, dude. You gotta plead guilty.
Yep. It's like the plate was like, it was beautiful.
20.
Look, they're really gonna throw the book at you here. I were you, I'd plead down to necrophilia.
That's another one that's odd, right? Like, who's getting hurt in that?
In what? In necrophilia?
It spreads. It spreads termites and shit. Or
necrophilia.
Termites.
Yeah.
It spreads mites. There's stuff you can get in a dead body. That. Yeah.
All right. Fine. I won't do it again.
Yeah, dude. That's how Wuhan got started, man.
In Indiana, it's illegal to catch a fish with your bare hands.
Whoa.
Big fishing rod got their hands in. The fishing rod, dude, lobbyists.
No noodling, dude. No noodling.
Yeah. That's horse shit, dude.
How are you supposed to see them big old cats, Dan?
Noodling.
I like crazy. This one, dude. In Iowa, where Aaron happens to reside. We have a following
that's
in Iowa.
Right. Iowa knows.
It is a misdemeanor to present margarine as real butter.
What? I like that.
I do too.
Yeah. I'm on board, dude.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. Salted butter, no substitute, man.
Wait, you're from Iowa?
I'm from Iowa.
Dude, that's cool. I used to go to Iowa when I was a kid because my mother was from Iowa.
Oh, really? Yeah, so you know the land. Where was she from?
Like towards the west.
The west.
Like Cedar Rapids. Some fucking
Sioux City.
Port something maybe. No.
Port something maybe. I've been there.
I can get behind 90% of this.
I always got some fun stuff, dude. There's this place called The Grotto that's like this guy, he's like a weird holy guy, collected weird rocks from all over and like mudded them together, I guess, and made like this whole church out of like little rocks and shells and stuff. It's pretty nuts. It's pretty crazy. They call it The Grotto, dude.
That's right.
Wow, I really stole the show with The Grotto.
No, we're just reading laws, dude.
Dude, Iowa, it's the shit. But when going there... And then, you know, watching Children of the Corn made it so much better.
Dude, you know what I knew was full of shit because I lived in Iowa? Was the movie Signs. Because the aliens...
Oh, great movie, dude.
It's a great movie, but the aliens were...
Gibson, dude.
Water was bad on them. And if you've ever walked through a cornfield, covered in water in the morning, dude.
Oh, really?
Just how it is. Just how
Were a lot of plot holes in that movie.
But that was a fun movie, dude. Swing Away. Swing Away, Meryl. Yeah, Swing Away, Meryl.
That's how we heckle at Mike's.
Yeah.
Get your cuts in. Dude, yeah, anything Gibson touches turns to pure fucking gold. Let's see. This is a fun one. Minnesota, it is illegal to capture a greased up or oiled pig.
Too many state fairs, dude.
Yeah.
People were getting hurt.
Yeah, PETA won that one. Yeah. Clarinda.
Whoa, Mississippi. Clarinda. Using profanity in public could land you in jail for 30 days in Mississippi.
Really?
That's fucking insane, true.
Dude,
they're locking up people like every week in Canada now. They have new stiffer like hate laws or whatever, and they're putting people away for like 14 days and stuff like that. But still, 14 days for saying something online, that's pretty crazy.
Online.
Yeah, this guy just got stuff dug up from 5 years ago, went to jail for 14 days.
What did he say?
I don't know. I don't remember, dude. But
dude. Whoa.
Either way, cool. It's social media.
Bro, this one's a hot potato. You can't get married in Nebraska if you have an STD.
That's not true.
Whoa. It's what this says.
That's big.
Dude.
How do you? That's got to invalidate a lot of marriages.
Herpes. I mean, I'm sure it's one of those.
You can't
things.
Hide herpes. Dude.
I know that some places definitely do blood tests, but
it's you can get by if you have your PrEP though on AIDS. It's undetectable.
Yeah, but there's like so many STDs. Right.
That's funny that you could get married if you had AIDS because you had PrEP. But
herpes.
Or
I wonder how many marriages HPV. Have been denied because of that.
Damn, dude, stood up at the aisle by HPV.
The results are in, they read it in front of your families. Oh, I'm sorry. Trevor has HPV. Yeah.
But I love her. Doesn't matter.
As a stand.
She doesn't they invite the doctor
Cassandra
and speak now or forever hold you. And the doctor stands up. Actually. He's got gonorrhea.
I happen to know he has a weird drip.
Honestly, though, that's pretty sweet.
New Mexico's got a banger, dude.
What? Oh,
in Mexico, if you have an IQ, or, it says idiots, in quotes, cannot vote in most elections. The word has historically been used to describe someone with an IQ below 30.
Oh, shit. That's pretty low, though,
that is
dude.
That's super pretty low. Fucking low, dude.
Dude, Forrest Gump was in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He 30s vote,
real bad.
But that wasn't New Mexico. But yeah, you can't vote. If you're an idiot, imagine getting turned away. It's pretty rough.
What IQ is retarded? doesn't say.
Drum yeah, roll. Because you asked it wrong, dude.
you gotta ask Elon Musk's new AI.
70.
You gotta go to DuckDuckGo if you want an answer. Yeah.
70. Intellectually disabled at IQ of 70.
All right.
Shit. North Carolina bingo games sponsored by a commercial organization must last less than 5 hours.
Whoa.
I like that.
Dude, they fucking play bingo in warehouses down there. That's where I'm from.
Bingo warehouse?
They fucking play
That's
bingo,
where you conceived?
Dude. Probably.
B9. Yeah. B9. Bingo.
This one's wild. In Oregon, leaving a container of urine or fecal matter on the side of the road is a Class A misdemeanor.
That's a problem there.
Yeah, how is that a senseless law? That's a very sensible law.
Dude,
don't put your poop.
What are you talking about? Those are redlining laws.
Gatorade bottle filled with poop on the fucking.
Dump out the bottle right on the sidewalk. You're breaking the law.
Is it racist to say that I think that law is racist?
Yeah.
Yes. 100%, dude. I'm not a proud man. I've peed in a bottle.
Yeah,
I haven't taken a dump.
Oregon's 90% white, dude.
Yeah. You don't leave them on the side of the road, though. That's just not right. That's the only reason you put it in a bottle was so you wouldn't have to leave it, because you could just pee on the side of
now,
the road.
Now, who here knows what Jankum is?
Jankum?
Mm-mm.
Like
nobody?
The jeans? Jankum jeans? I had some of those.
No, it's a different thing.
Oh, okay.
Jankum is what they get high on in Afghanistan. Ooh. This is such a fun
no
one.
No way.
Dude.
They're the ones who make heroin.
What is it?
Yeah, they make that, but they export it, dude. With the real nitty gritty boys, the underground Jankum.
What's it
you
do?
You poop and pee a bunch
what
in a big vat, and you cover it up and let the gases fester.
You're full of
and
shit.
Then you huff it. Google it.
Yo, dude.
No,
I wonder
no.
If I,
no, dude.
I wonder
I
if I could
vomit.
Try some Jankum
so
when
wait,
I get back to my room tonight,
that's what I'm
dude.
Saying.
I open up a bottle.
Oh, dude.
Hell yeah. This
I wonder what the buzz is like.
Free you drugs?
I got no vomit. Job, dude. I'm looking for economical drugs to get into.
I would vomit.
Let's see
for
here, dude.
Sure.
I bet there's some YouTube videos. Me on Jankum.
Oh. Dude, right? Google that. Jankum. Oh.
What does Jankum? I think I'm spelling it right.
What's a Jankum high like?
It's gotta be good.
So I'm Googling.
Jankum huffing.
You know?
Ooh, auditory and visual hallucinations.
Fuck yeah.
Jankum.
That's wild.
I'm hearing shit.
I'm not
more potent
anything.
Than cannabis. J-E-N-K-E-M.
Dude, how is this not a prison thing?
Is yeah.
Is it a prison thing?
You probably hear a voice in your head saying, why are you huffing
look,
shit?
Look, get to the videos. If you gotta type in, get to the videos, dude. I want to see a guy vomiting. There's no way you don't vomit if you huff urine shit.
Jankum at Vice did a story on it, of course.
How do you know unless you try it?
Oh, dude.
They're out of stuff.
Oh, this ABC News, who you know you can trust, says it's similar to ingesting cocaine.
Ooh.
What?
There is no fucking way that's similar to ingesting. Ugh. I wonder if you have to do another whiff every 5 minutes, dude. Buzz going, dude.
I went looking at deep freezes this last week, and this lady's like, it's got a smell, but it works. I went there, and it was like full of 9 inches of food that she had unplugged for like 8 months. She's like, yeah, I never used it. And I'm like, there's food in it. She goes, yeah, it was here when I moved in 8 months ago. And I was like, it's vomiting, dude. You wanted to vomit. So the Jankum... No thanks, dude.
There got to be shit in there, too. Can you do it?
I think it's got to be shit.
Oh, it's got to be bad.
You got to get your broth working, dude. You got to start shitting in bags and mixing it together with your beer.
I don't think they're even going to be able to show this.
How happy was the guy who figured this out for the
first
time?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Some people were doing it in America. Dude.
He stumbled upon
this.
He
was definitely the guy who had to clean it out. They're like, you got to clean it out. And then he found out he gets high while he's
drinking. I think this is Hamilton's pharmacopoeia.
Like, he loved the job.
Yeah, he was like,
oh,
yeah.
Toilet.
I guess I'll do it again.
I'm taking one shit in here.
It's like cocaine.
They catch him with big old buckets of Jankum, dude.
Here's a fella doing Jankum. Oh, he puts it in a balloon like a whippet.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Sounds efficient. Yeah,
that's like, you guys are proven.
That's like the worst thing since human centipede.
I wonder if they get people like that.
It's customizable based on
your diet. Oh, no. I didn't want to see a video. Let's get started. Yo.
We have to.
Dude, this is
dude. Report this on YouTube right now for drug use. That's
how do you
stuff.
Know?
I'm gonna like and share, dude.
How do you know this is shit and piss?
I guess we don't. Aaron, have a little fucking fun, dude.
This is terrible. He's huffing it.
Yes. Taking the whole balloon.
Is that a condom?
How did he fill it up?
I think he put
it.
That doesn't make
the gases do it.
It's like salvia.
Oh, dude, I'm getting a little nauseous.
I'm getting kind of hard.
Yeah, dude.
That's really.
Oh,
he
man.
Looks lit, dude. Ooh. He looks like he just took a deep breath.
Damn,
dude,
that's really shitting.
Imagine Jankum breath after to you get high. Dog.
Have you been doing it again, honey?
They slow the music down.
Dude, so now he's in his, like...
I think this is how they make Chopped and Screwed rap.
Oh, dude, yeah. This is like a guy he's taking smiling. DMT. He's passing out.
Oh, he
out.
Looks like he's on full-blown frog venom.
Yeah, dude. Definitely.
I wonder if they used that to search people's cars in Afghanistan. There's a strong smell of jankum coming from the car.
I wonder if it depends on your diet.
He just said it does. It depends on your diet, dude.
Oh,
dude, man. Jankum would get you so lit, dude.
Dude, you can Applebee's. Share it with your friends.
Dude, you go to Applebee's and then you cook up some jankum.
That's one of the
I should start selling that, dude. Vegan jankum, dude. There's a niche.
Dude, you can get...
You can figure out how to compress it into tanks.
On eBay?
I've never seen Aaron's face so serious when he said, this is one of the grossest things I've ever heard.
It's not good.
Jankum's a cool one, dude.
I can't
weird
believe
drugs.
Wait, so what state has a law against that?
Oh, nothing. somehow... we were talking about the feces in Oregon.
Street?
And it made me think you'd get high on that.
Yeah. Wow.
You'd think they would have figured that out. Oregon.
Yeah,
Oregon. That's probably why it's on the fucking sidewalks. You're saving them.
Well, what I'm saying is that's how you know it's not a good high, dude.
Yeah.
You know? If it was worth...
You know it's not a good high because you're huffing shit and piss water, dude.
That's a small technicality.
Ugh. I've smelled piss water. We all have made our own piss jugs.
Oh, yeah.
We all have.
Yeah, but I have not yet pooped... In a bottle.
Yeah. And true. You can imagine that would not make it better.
Yeah. Apparently some guy did it when he... I was in treatment for a drug and alcohol addiction, 19 months clean and sober.
Oh, he did
grace, by the grace of God.
He did jankum?
Thank you. Thank you. But no, but he apparently got mad when they sent him in for a drug test. Like they suspected him of being high and he wasn't. And he just pooped in the cup.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
so
but
funny.
I don't know how true that story is. You hear a lot of urban
that's fun
legends,
though. That's
dude.
Fun.
That is
dude.
Fun. Dude.
He's got to get some on his hand though, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But it's what you got to do for the job, you know.
Yeah, well, he obviously likes it.
Well, no, he just pooped in the piss test cup to be like. Oh, they were like, "We need you to go to bathroom in this cup," and he just like handed him a thing of shit and was like, "How do you like that?"
Got you.
They probably still had to test it.
I think they probably just gave him another cup or or said, "Dude, you're going back to the streets. You're not cut out for this yet."
Yeah, it's a bold move when you're in a...
Has anybody ever gone to a sperm bank?
No. Would you? Would you go? You have gone?
What's the vibe? Am I getting like tested in my own sperm or am I leaving young? Like, am I getting it frozen to give to some gal?
Yeah, donating is what I assume what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think because you can also... I've never jerked off into a cup. I don't think.
No.
Would I remember that? Am I blocking out a memory of that?
I think you would have known why. There'd be a reason. Like, were you trying to like have kids? No.
Drink it, bitch.
Probably then you didn't.
Yeah, I don't think I ever cranked into a cup.
No, dude.
Have you ever
no
donated sperm, dude?
No one's interested.
No, dude, they wouldn't take my fucking 5 foot fucking... six fucking dishwasher burnout sperm.
Wait, I wonder what the high
women
is.
Women are living through the catalog. They're like, oh, what's this dishwasher? Ooh,
this guy makes $14,000 a year.
Maybe they'll put it in a bargain bin for Christmas or something. Yeah, the bargain bin, dude.
I bet rich girls would like it. You know, like, I'm tired of this fucking...
No, you want...
Ivy League bastards. I want
someone
from the streets.
I don't
want a kid who's
going
to live here till 25 playing video games.
Well, I don't think the sperm determines that, dude.
I think a lot of it does. I think,
I'm not sure about any Petri dish babies, dude. You come out with a real wide forehead.
Oh, yeah. You know they're mixing something in there.
It seems weird.
Yeah, what are they putting
there?
A
bunch of fucking kids
out
there. Just like,
well, there's that CRISPR. They can like juice your shit up, dude. So they can take your sperm and turn it into an NFL line. You can be a little Christian McCaffrey, dude.
Yeah, they'll just turn certain things off.
Yeah.
I wonder if that'll be a sports issue in the future. Like
Gattaca,
this baby.
Yeah, this is a CRISPR baby.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure DK Metcalf is one.
Yeah,
dude.
Calvin Johnson.
That's a fucking CRISPR.
Francis Ngannou, dude.
Get out the fuck out of here, dude.
Hey, yeah.
Francis Ngannou.
I disagree. These guys are all natural, dude. But we are getting to CRISPR territory, you think. How long? 20 years?
Well, they're already doing it, I think.
China's probably got them.
China's doing it.
For sure they're Olympians.
Do you think we'll ever be able to
China and Russia, all their Olympians are CRISPers.
Do you think we'll ever be able to do the fucking Encino Man and freeze a motherfucker and bring him back?
He'll cry.
There's supposed to be a bunch of heads frozen somewhere.
Yeah.
Disney,
all the
I think.
Fucking billionaires
Mickey Mantle,
frozen.
Dude. The Mick is somewhere on ice.
Did you guys ever hear of Timothy Leary?
The great one, Leary?
Yeah. He like filmed his head getting chopped off and all this shit. I watched that documentary. But he said something that...
He filmed his own...
Bit shoot.
Yeah, he died.
It's like his autopsy, kind of.
Well, they got to take really it. They got to take it out real quick, like so. Right after you die, they're like, you know, so they can.
Wow, store it. Dude! Yeah. So they got to be like, I think he's dead. I don't know. It's just like, start cutting, dude.
It's like tying off a water balloon. Yeah, you know, exactly. You pull it off the sink. Up. You don't want to lose any.
You lose a little, but. But he said, like, it's the dumbest thing in the world. It's the second dumbest thing in the world to do. The dumbest thing in the world to do is to not do it if you can. So he was
that's
like,
true.
I'd be afraid that they'd chop off my head and I'd just be conscious for however long my head was frozen.
I think about that, dude. Yeah. I'm like, what if... That's why I always said I wanted to be buried in a chair in my living room with SportsCenter on. Because, like, what, yeah. What if I stay up? Case. At least give me something kind of docile, nice to do.
But imagine, like, the fifth rerun of SportsCenter.
All right.
It's better than being eaten by worms, dude.
You seen the funerals where they have the guys propped up like they're doing shit?
What?
I've seen that. Dude. That's insane.
It's a thing that they do for, like, a lot of urban funerals. They have, like, the dude... They have like the dude
on
the
urban funeral. You mean like off road ones or what?
Yeah. It's still pretty sweet, dude.
I've seen it.
Uncle Charlie, the one I saw
had the guy propped up in front of an Xbox.
Yeah, people are getting selfies and stuff.
You get to sit here and lose 84 to nothing for the rest of your life.
Doing what he loved, man. Doing what he loved.
Is this guy's controller unplugged? No, he's dead.
It's amazing. We propped this guy up at the bus stop where he got shot. He's just standing there.
Throwing up gang signs.
That's what they should do instead of roadside memorials, dude. Just taxidermy that
right
guy.
Taxidermy. We get wax at least. You know what I mean? Like some Madam What's-Her-Name's wax sculptures of these people. Statues. Wax. You know what? Let's just take down all of these goddamn patriots and
that's what you should do at Cantu's, dude.
Killed.
Instead of headshots on the wall, get wax fucking statues of all.
Bro, it is so long overdue for me to have a full life-size statue.
Yeah.
A bust.
Somewhere, dude.
Can't believe there's not a bust somewhere.
Downtown, how dude, would with you a be? Sword.
Like which
what would
one?
My stance be, dude?
You gotta have a sword out there.
Staring at an ass, dude.
Okay. It'd just be him and Bobo, dude. Bobo
what if
the
they
ass?
Put you behind, like, you know, some dude's ass.
Oh, dude, do not desecrate my remains, dude, or my wax figure, dude.
That's what they should do. They should put other statues in front of the Patriots so they have to look, you know, right where the Patriot statue is looking. They should put a statue of, like, a trans activist.
Yeah.
And Chris Columbus has to
They'll have one statue of two gay guys kissing and then another one of Trevor scowling at him.
Yeah. How you like that, Rob?
My face starts smiling. They put that statue there. It scowls. And then the Pope has to visit to determine if it's a miracle.
<He's> crying blood.
People are just lined up to take pictures with Trevor's statue, crying blood.
Dude, I saw one of those. Those are so ridiculous when the Pope has to come. They're like, I saw Christ in a grilled cheese. Yeah. You know, like of all the places he could present himself, he shows up in this
Pope's
lady's
gotta be like,
fucking.
God damn it, there's another
Kraft grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah,
it was delicious.
These people are not doing so well. I'll just say it's fucking the Lord
dude.
And their sandwich.
It's always some old lady in Italy, you know, crying over her grilled fucking cheese.
She's got a bite out of
Douglas,
it.
Or not Douglas, Helfer saw fucking Woody Woodpecker in his beard this week.
What?
He did. He posted it.
It on the internet.
Dude, it was real. It was real.
Did it look like Woody
it
Woodpecker?
It looked insanely like Woody Woodpecker, dude. Okay. I think he drank it, the little blasphemer. Ugh. He should have called in the head of Warner Brothers or whoever made that damn show, dude.
Oh, and his beard.
Bring in the Warner
in his
Brothers.
Beard.
Woody Woodpecker. Is that fucking bird living in his beard? Equally likely.
It is equally That's right, likely, dude.
Jared looks like the Burt's Bees guy.
Who made Woody Woodpecker again? I know who this is. They used to have an exhibit on Disney.
It's got
to
be Warner Brothers.
No, it's...
Looney Tunes.
It's two last names, dude.
Barnum and Bailey.
No.
The great Woody Woodpecker. Fuck. Let's see here. It's...
It's not Tom and Jerry.
They're not giving me anything here, gang.
No one knows, dude.
Dude, I remember
Woody Woodpecker is old as the hills. He's supposed to be right up there next to... damn it, I can't remember that stupid...
Hanna-Barbera.
Thank you, dude. That's driving me nuts.
Hanna-Barbera. Is that really, though, a Hanna-Barbera cartoon? I don't think it is.
It might not be because it didn't come up. But, like, that was what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had... what were Hanna-Barbera cartoons, dude?
I don't remember now. but I remember being the thing.
I remember Yogi having Bear? It at no. Disney. Yogi Bear sounds like one.
Yeah, I don't remember.
All those ones that aren't fucking Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that, dude.
What was the
Jetsons?
The
Jetsons.
That's what I was going to say. Jetsons. Yeah.
Dude, what about George Jetson?
Hanna-Barbera.
Flintstones, is that?
Hanna-Montana.
Yeah, Flintstones. Flintstones definitely were. Fred Flintstone was fucking shit.
Yeah, dude.
What's the cartoon with the Hanna fucking Barbera. Big rooster? That's
Foghorn Leghorn. Yeah, I think that's Looney Tunes, dude. I'll tell. I love fucking Foghorn Leghorn, dude.
Yeah, that was my shit.
You can't tell if he's white or black. He's a fucking rooster.
Yeah, it's true.
You know.
All right, can't get a read on him. Jesus, this Wikipedia sucks.
It's true.
They want me to always do
need donations though.
Joseph Barbera.
Foghorn Leghorn was the original Patrick
Huckleberry
Mahomes.
Hound.
Oh, yeah. Remember
Quick
that?
Draw McGraw, Flintstones, Yogi Bear.
Didn't they do that race where they mixed all of them together?
Jetsons.
those were Miguel the cartoons
Gorilla,
back in the day.
Johnny Quest.
What if they mixed races? People will get a kick out of that.
A mystical world Sinbad where the races Junior. Are mixed.
Well, I love TV back then, dude. You ever watch an episode of The Honeymooners?
No. Space Ghost.
The whole show, Honeymooners, is based on a guy who would come home from work and threaten to beat his wife. And it was hilarious, dude.
I'm gonna send you to the moon,
he would always
Alice.
Say, one of these days, Alice. And he would shake his fist at her. And people died, dude. There's a statue of him built down in subways down in New York City.
I'm a big
Jackie
fan
Gleason.
Of those just small town shows like Andy Griffith, Leave Good. It to Beaver, dude.
Wholesome shit, dude.
Yeah.
Leave It to Beaver. I just watched a clip of Leave It to Beaver where his dad was saying, or where the son was asking, Dad, how come mom always cooks in the kitchen, but you always do the grilling? He goes, well, traditionally, women are meant to stay in the house, and I figure if they're in the house, what better place than the kitchen? Just right on television,
dude.
Traditional values, dude. It was fucking wholesome as shit. I'll tell you what we didn't have. Back. School shootings, dude. What we had was Ward Cleaver out on the grill.
And a rifle team at the school. Dude.
Yeah.
Kids took guns to school, like whatever, it's cool.
Yeah, dude, you know what else? We had prayer in school. I'm just saying, we've talked about this before on here, I think. Yeah, you take prayer out of school, next thing you know, you get some guy with a dangly earring and a blue mohawk coming in there. He's all worked up because no one will be friends with him. Go
There's
fucking
the
figure,
one
dude.
Nation under God aspect.
We should have a dress code, a national dress code. Everyone in suits all the time. Women, dresses. Or just go like a Quaker community.
And no more bicycles for these broads, by the way. What the hell
Women
are they?
Women are riding bikes?
I know.
That's the last thing I needed to find out about, man. Dude.
Stick to walking. That's what I say, you know?
Well, we don't put them in cars or on bikes, let alone cars, dude.
We trust them with a stroller. You know?
All right. We're having fun. We're having fun. What was another one that was old school like that? I Love Lucy, dude. Think about that.
Dude, that was a good
She was getting hit.
Yeah, that was another... Threatening
but
to
she
beat your wife.
Yeah,
type
it,
show, yeah.
Though,
Lucy, you've got some splaining to do, and she instantly bursts into tears.
It's true.
You know what that implies, dude.
Don't hit me.
An angry Cuban husband coming home.
He's very spicy.
Lucy? She just starts crying.
They should have had her just have like different stages of facial bruising. Never addressed. It's just...
Wah, wah, wah. That's pretty good. I guess it would be easier to do it with like George Jetson, you know, because that's animated. Everybody, cartoons used to be pretty violent.
Yeah, but that's the future.
They still are. Cartoons are violent as shit.
They recently got rid of Bart will no longer be strangled by Homer. They got rid of that. Yep.
That's dumb.
That's fucking stupid, dude. It's one of the funniest parts of the show.
If you can't strangle your kid.
Right.
First of all, the kid's always misbehaving.
It's his kid.
And he's always misbehaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like he just beats him because he's a drunk.
I mean, he's a skateboarder.
Yeah. Hit the kid, dude.
Yeah.
I don't like getting away from, like, I don't know, what's next? You know? What else are they going to take?
Can't make fun of raping?
Well, nobody's really doing that, I don't think.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Good old raping cartoons.
I'm just saying, I could handle Bill Cosby.
Funny sound effects.
But if it turns out Andy Griffith, like, I don't want to know.
Gong. Oh man, it is funny to watch like old entertainment, dude. Like, there's so many cool ones. I wanted to buy a cigar store, Indigenous. Like, they got a problem with that too now.
You can't. We can't buy
cigar store indigenous.
That is one of my faves. I've said it before when people say Native American, and I'm like, that should just be equally as bad, right? Because Americo Vespucci just was also a conqueror, right?
Yeah, you can't win. That's so what I've learned.
Indigenous is would be the thing, but it, who cares? Obviously, but
you can't win. Just take the knee.
I just call them savages.
Savages is a sick thing to be called.
So cool. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. Well, there's do you guys know what NAGA is? NAGA?
No, but I love it.
It's like Native American.
Great again.
Great. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but they recently made this big public plea. It's like some Native American nonprofit that said they're demanding they bring back the name Redskins.
Yeah, fuck yes. Oh, I'm on board with that.
Nobody's having more fun than those guys, dude. Yeah. Until they decide to make you take it away again, dude. They're just, it's just a power
how many
play.
Times we can make these fucks switch back and forth.
Yeah, well, they're like, well, I think hilarious. They took the name away and they were like, well, now what do we do?
Yeah.
You know, that
now
was
we
our
don't
only
have a
thing.
Team.
Yeah. Who do we root for God now?
Damn it. So good, dude.
I got all these starter jackets.
Dude, I always tell people, keep your Cleveland Indian shit if you have it.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your Redskins shit. That'll be worth money in like 100 years. That's a retirement fund right there.
100 dude. Years. That's a good investment.
Well, yeah, for your grandkids, dude. Oh. You got a kid now, dude. Yeah, buy it some Redskins
you're gonna
gear.
You're going to have racist grandkids. You're going to need this.
No, but they're going to be like this stuff is cool, you know?
Yeah.
Check it out, dude. The Redskins. First of all,
were the Redskins fans the ones that would wear all the pig costumes and shit? Does that still go down with the Commanders, or did they do away with that?
I think that because their offensive line was called the Hogs, and I said they should
just
be the Skins and say it stands for Pigskins.
Yeah, that would have been an idea.
It's not a bad idea.
You're just waiting for it to be cool again.
100%, yeah, and then you bring it back, dude.
Yeah, it's like having a nice Hugo Boss suit from the 30s, you know?
Dude, growing up,
you can wear it now.
They're going to take them all, dude. What's the next thing to go, dude?
No one good. That's fine.
Well, growing up, what you got, Cantu?
Oh, I was just going to say all my favorite teams were the Redskins, the Braves.
Blackhawks.
And, no, I didn't fuck with hockey.
Me either.
But in my small town, we had a minor league baseball team.
What was it?
The Kinston Indians.
Do you have a hat from them? That'd be sweet. You should get one.
But yeah. But I don't know. I have like Native American heritage. I always thought it was cool.
Everybody I'm actually literally thinks off. That.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks it's cool, you know? It's just, it's a matter of, like, people got nothing to fucking do. Dude, I have a lot of free time in my day. Not enough to fucking campaign against anything.
There are some. I think they're coming for the Vikings next, because once they find out about all the rape and pillaging, like, they're going
to... Well, then the Dolphins are next, dude. The Dolphins are gone next.
Dolphins rape.
And they're white. White and proud. Down.
Dolphins are?
No, the Vikings. Dolphins, too. Like, they have a superiority complex. They're rapists.
You can take fighting Irish, dude. Yeah. What, are we just a bunch of fucking drunks, you know?
They love it.
That's fine. That one stays.
They love it.
Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. What time is it?
They tried to take it from Aliquippa, and they have an Indian fella as their logo, and the people from Aliquippa, like, they got nothing but that high school football team.
Yeah,
they were like, fucking blow it out your ass, dude. Yeah, word of quips.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's fuck yeah.
The Aliquippa area. I went up there and played football with Joey Purse. Joey Purse from up there. Shout out.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Jamarius. That's it, Jamarius.
Yeah, he asked me to play. I was on drugs, dude. I was not getting out of bed.
It was pretty
dude.
Fun, dude. There's some skateboard
kids. I'd have torn my hamstring off the bone. Oh, like, I ribs
never
Lone
felt
Star,
so
dude.
Old. Dude, yeah. I felt so old. Like, Andres showed up. Everyone knows Andres is a tank.
Yeah.
That guy's fucking, like, turning on a dime. Joey is... got a lot more explosive energy than you would think.
Well, he's doing all those TikTok dances.
That's true, dude.
Dude, I was a force out there when we played.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know who was an unspoken hero? Jared Helfer, dude. That kid's hands. Things just stuck to him. And no one was guarding him because they're like, no one.
Yeah, he's like a good tight end when you don't have to block. Yeah.
Jared's a backyard football tight end? Well, who knew, dude?
My agility rating amongst the crew was like 97.
Grading on the curve.
Yeah. I was
little Tyreek Hill out there, dude.
I was on the low end of the curve, dude. I was out of gas. That's what my problem was. You don't realize how
the stamina ratings,
dude.
The cardio, like, people are just sitting on their, they're like, we got to stop. We're ready to vomit. Then we take a water break. That would end up being like 15, 20 minutes.
I'll play baseball, dude. Nice long breaks. You know, that's what we need.
You can just chew.
Yeah, it's true. You know? Baseball, like, you don't have to do anything unless the ball comes to you.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Nice little break. A couple of breaks, you want. Dude. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Spit.
Yep. Baseball highlights are the best on Instagram and stuff, I think, because there's like actual fights. Well, hockey does too.
Highlights.
It's true.
Those are the highlights, dude. It's a bench clearing brawl.
Dude, I got dude, formative bench. Memories of being in the fucking baseball outfield dropping fly balls, dude.
Dude, dropping a fly around, ball.
Just
dude.
Catch the fucking thing. Just parents, you know? Parents
dropping a fly ball
graders.
Is oh, a man. Rough time.
Dude, I dropped two in a row, dude. We're trying to get out of a long inning, two outs, and I dropped two fly balls, dog.
Third base coach.
Yeah, dude, I quit baseball after that. I was like, this ain't for me.
You're replaying in your head with the music from Saving Private Ryan.
They moved me to right field, dude. I was center fielder.
It is rough, dude. I remember one time I dropped two in a row, right? My dad hits, we were in practice, and he hits one. It goes right to me, dude. It goes right through the glove, and I was like, well, what the fuck? And I start looking at the glove, and my dad starts yelling at me, it's not the glove's fault. Catch the damn ball, you know? So then he hits another one to me. Look alive, you know? Goes right through the glove, hits me in the face very, very hard.
Right.
Oh, no. I have a black eye. I'm like, I can't cry because I'll get beat. Right. You know, and I'm already hurt.
Just good two black eyes.
And so he's like yelling at me, and I'm walking in, and I'm like, there's something wrong with the glove. And this pisses him off. You know, he's like, looks at the glove. The webbing's broken. It was the glove. I was like, I knew I got under that one. You know, I got a black eye to prove it. But
sports ball.
Yeah, dude, dropping a ball.
I was terrible at baseball. I didn't have the attention span for it. I was sitting in the outfield with my glove over my face looking through the holes on it and stuff. I was that kid who like was more interested in the bees out in the outfield than it was the fucking ball game.
Yeah.
Our baseball fields were the fucking gathering, too. They were right behind the school, so it'd just be, you know.
It's true. Baseball.
You didn't have a game. You'd head down and try to spit game on all the girls around the baseball field.
Dude. I remember we had basketball games like that. We would all be psyched for the basketball games. I played hoops, but... the one it was 7th and 8th grade only, so in 6th grade you would just watch and dream, dude. Just dream about what it's going to be like when you get a taste of the hardwood. But we would walk down to a CVS. You got a couple bucks from your parents, you buy a little candy, and if you're smart, dude, if you're scheming right, you get a girl, you time it right, she walks down to the CVS with you, right?
Hey-o.
You're alone on candy that trail town. You got 8 minutes, right? I'll never forget it, dude. I'll say the name, Erica Lehman, one of the biggest sluts in the 7th grade, dude. She wants me to walk to CVS with her. I'm like, this is it. And I knew this was it. I pushed out, dude. Oh, I got so nervous. I like kind of lagged behind. And she was like, where are you going? And I like acted like I was doing something. I wasn't ready to feel her boobs, dude. Wow. She wanted me to feel her boobs.
I did that too, dude.
Game on AOL Instant Messenger before that.
Can't back it up.
Yeah. You get in person, can't do it.
It's worse than dropping the fly ball, dude.
Everybody remembers those ones.
The ones
where you're like, I didn't make the move. I should have made the move.
The only way
I went on a date with a girl, didn't say one word. It was like 3 hours, dude. Say one word.
Just can't do
Held hands at one point, didn't say anything.
You locked up, dude, like you're low on potassium or something. Yeah. You're
fucking young boy. You're just like so hormoned up, dude. There's nothing. You can't even concentrate. You're like, look at it.
And anything you say is going to be fucking dumb, dude.
Yeah,
you've been staying away from hack shit your whole life. Like, I can't say that. It's hack, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny, dude.
Oh, I'm trying to think of one. I know I was... Oh, dude, I dated... I was like... I was a freshman. I don't know how I did it. The girl wasn't the hottest, but she was very popular.
Was she slow?
Nah, she's pretty cool. But,
idiot. But
she 75 IQ, guys.
An idiot.
No, but for some reason she took a liking to me. She was a senior and I was a freshman, and I had no idea how to be a boyfriend. You know what I mean? And like, I would like put my arm around her and be like,
"Ooh, that's a bold play."
I was like, "This is what
6 inches shorter."
Do, you know. It was so humiliating. And then 2 weeks later, she left me for some guy in a band that I knew.
Damn.
And I was like, ugh. I was like at his house, and she was like down in his room with her. And I was like, God damn it. I knew.
Oh, no.
I knew this was falling apart. So
unrequited love.
So I stole her Jeep Cherokee, dude. And she got pissed.
You stole her car?
Yeah,
Yeah, dude. You would be pissed. Stole her car. That's how you get back at a girl back in the day.
How else are you supposed to get him out of that bedroom, dude? You steal their car.
That's a wild play, dude.
Did you go to like a small school where like everyone dates the same girl, yeah. So then that animosity breaks out? But like, I dated her 2.5 years ago, yeah, dude. Yeah. How could
that
you?
That kind of thing has to happen. Yep. There are so few people.
It's formative shit, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we go back to this for a second? I love the idea of taking your developmentally disabled child into a doctor around age 5. Doctor examines him, comes out, and says, "We're sorry, miss. He's an imbecile." You know, like, that's so good.
Oh, my God. We thought he was a moron. Oh, no.
We're not prepared for an idiot.
How long will we wear diapers?
The other term was mongoloid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
That is a good one, dude. You get
it's
a real
a nice ring to it.
Well, you get a real mental image of a skull shape. You know?
Yeah.
Who sung that song? There's a mongoloid song. Is it Devo? Mongoloid, it was a mongoloid. Mm-hmm. I should write this.
The end of the episode song. Pop yeah. that in.
Mongoloid. Fuck you. Yep. Sorry. Hey, we have actually done enough time. We need to get to Scarps, y'all.
I'm hungry, dog. Yeah. Yep. Big dog needs to eat.
I got some turkey soup if you want. Otherwise,
no, I'm going down there and get some bar food. It always takes 2 hours, dude. I swear it's some sort of fucking scam.
All right. Well, does anybody have any? Well, obviously, slide into our DMs. I guess we want to go to one of Cantu's shows or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, just hit me up.
Don't snitch.
Don't snitch. Just hit me up. I'll give you all the
details.
Don't
snitch comedy.
You can also ask any of these guys. Basically, it's like the Freemasons. You know, ask one to know one.
You gotta kill a baby.
Like and if they're not cool, give them a false address.
Yeah, we just tell them that we don't do that shit no more.
All right, guys. Say goodbye.
I love this country.
Hell of a shooting shit. Always easy with the boys. I'm trying to get some other ones lined up for y'all. I've got, I don't know. No, she's never been on. Trying to get Ellen Lundy. Shout out to Ellen Lundy if you're listening. She's a clean comic, I guess. I don't know. If she gets on, we'll blah, blah. And Skywalker, who we all know, wants to do a Thanksgiving pod? Question mark? Sounds good to me. Anyway, look forward to the near future, more episodes. But for now, today, we start with a song I think I mentioned in the podcast. It's from an album from 1978. How long ago is that? That's a long time, I guess. Right? Music's getting old. Anyway, this little ditty was recorded in the modern era, as I like to refer to it, I think. The album is called Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. The band is Devo. The song, Mongoloid. Let's hear it. We'll be right back. Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.